Hey everyone, it's Franklin from iBodyFit.com, and today we're going to talk about setting goals. A lot of people set goals, whether they're business, fitness goals, or just goals in life, yet they have a hard time achieving them, especially around New Year's. The best way to set goals that you'll achieve are to set SMART goals. SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relative, and time-bound. Let's get into it right away and start with specific. A specific goal is just that, it's specific. And the more specific, the better. So instead of saying, hey, I think I want to lose weight this year, try something like, I would like to lose 10 pounds in 2 months. Likewise, instead of saying, I would like to run this year or run a bit more, say, I would like to be able to run 3 miles by the middle of the year. The more specific your goals are, the better chance you have of achieving them. Measurable goals are goals that you can measure. So again, you can go back to the example of, I would like to lose 10 pounds, and if you lose 10 pounds, you've measured your goal and you've achieved it. Another way of saying that is, I would like to lower my body fat from 20% to 15%. Again, a measurable goal. I would like to run 3.1 miles, which is a 5K. Attainable goals are just that. They are attainable. They're not too difficult, yet they're not too easy to attain. So if you have never run before, for example, and you set out a goal of running a marathon or running one of the huge 100-mile races, chances are you're not going to attain it and you might get a little discouraged. You might want to start off with something like running a 5K or maybe even a 10K. And this is not meant to discourage you, it's actually meant to pump you up. When you meet your challenge and you complete a goal, you'll be that more excited, you'll feel that much better about yourself, and then you'll be able to go on to your next goal, which very well might be that marathon. So again, attainable goals are not to discourage you, they're really set to help you achieve your goals and then make new goals. Relative goals are goals that are relative towards you. An example is a lot of people set goals to lose weight. But if one of your goals is not to lose weight, then don't set it. Set something that is close to you, a little bit more personal. Maybe you want to gain some muscle, maybe you want to enter a bike race. It just depends. Set a goal that is relative towards you, and you'll be more inclined to achieve that. Time-bound goals are goals that have a deadline. This way, you're sort of not floundering around, wondering when you're going to make your goal. So in other words, just set a deadline for your goal. I will run a 10K race on June 2nd. Time-bound goal. I will lose 10 pounds by April 1st. Time-bound goal. So if we put all of these SMART goals together, specific, measurable, attainable, relative, and time-bound, you can really create a goal that is super personalized for you. For example, I would like to lose 10 pounds by March 1st by going to the gym 2 times a week for weights and 5 times a week for 1 hour of cardio training. I will lower my calories by 500 calories per day, and that is how I will lose 10 pounds by April 1st. Hope that helps. Good luck. And remember, at iBodyFit, if you can get online, you can get in shape.